You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
J.W. Johnson, super friend of the show. He's been with us a long time, since they took over the franchise. Since the Haslams took over. So he's a JW.
He's got his own phone number to call in.
Yeah, you are a longtime friend of the show, just so you know that. So that makes you special.
You get nothing for that.
You win a bag of air.
I appreciate it. It's good to be with you guys. I think your friends on the morning show or think that we have an exclusive. So I don't know. We gotta work through that. I might have to kind of sign a contract here or get some compensation from you guys soon.
Yeah. Good luck.
The payment will be the same as the paper. Blank. There won't be anything there. Worst sports contract in the history of the game. All right, JW, big news today. Is it big news that the helmet is now that the face mask is, we're going back to white on this? And I know you guys spend painstaking hours on this stuff. Jeff and I look at it and we're like, yeah, that's our football team. We're good with it.
I think it's big news for our fans. You know, we're obviously really excited to bring it back and, you know, going back to the days of the cardiac kids, and when we obviously saw the team had a lot of great success with Bernie and in the 80s. And, you know, unfortunately, I think we made changes back in 2015 that were probably unnecessary. And, you know, kind of wanted to get back to who we are and what we believe in. And, you know, I think the white face mask really symbolizes a lot of the greats and a lot of the good times here with the Browns. And, you know, we feel like we have been heading in that right direction. We want to continue to head in that direction of good times and winning football for this team and for this city and our fan base across the globe.
JW, how successful do you think, and I liked them, the white uniforms and the white helmet was? It was a different look, but it still kind of rang Cleveland Browns to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, having the league, being able to loosen up the rules and have an alternate helmet, we were thrilled to do it. You know, I think we were a year late to do it, but we wanted to make sure we got our ducks in a row to see how the program went. You know, our throwbacks from our 75th anniversary, we love those jerseys. The players love them. The white face mask, the white helmet, excuse me. Really accentuated the uniform. I mean, it looked great last year, and you know, I think we'll bring them back again this year as well. So we're excited to have that as an option for our uniform closet.
What have you learned throughout this process? It was funny. I didn't mind the new jerseys when they came out. The ones that said Cleveland across them, I was fine with those.
A little different shade of brown. I thought they were okay too.
I thought they were fine too.
And they were really well put together.
I heard a little bit of regret in your voice that when you said that, but. I mean, you guys spend a lot of time thinking about this and a lot of time thinking about what the reaction from the fans is going to be, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. I mean, you know, we've obviously wanted to really integrate our fan feedback as much as we can here over the last few years. I mean, as we've done kind of the field polling with Brownie, you know, hearing about some of the alternate helmets with white, et cetera, which, you know, and, you know, the white face mask, when we introduced those a couple years ago in the Baltimore game, you know, it just, they look great. They look clean. We heard from our fan base. I was a big fan of them as well. Like I said, I just think it just gets us back to our roots. And, you know, it's a big process and working with the NFL, and they've been very helpful with us. But, you know, it just took a little longer than we would have expected. We would have loved to have them last year, but we're glad to have them back. And, You know, we'll continue to listen to our fans as much as we can on new initiatives and ideas. And look, we have the ability to potentially have a third helmet going into next year, and that's probably something we're going to explore as well.
I was just going to ask you about that. How about something off the wall, something different? I think that would be fun. And
what
I
does
think,
that look like to you, Jeff?
See, that's a great question. Dan and I talked about it last week. Either something all brown, you know, with some kind of orange mixed in, a bronze maybe, something like I don't know, but because the regular uniforms are so classic, I think you guys could go a little off the, I won't say off the deep end, but let's say off the wall and be really creative, JW, and knowing that it's a third helmet, I think it would be a huge hit if you did something just completely different.
Yeah, we're looking at some options now. You know, we've even seen some things with a potential something on the side of the helmet.
Yeah. Why not?
You know, I don't know if we'll go that route or not, but we'll see. We're going to test out a couple things, and you know, who knows? Maybe we'll open up some fan voting as well to see what could be a winner. But cool. We're definitely going to explore the option. We'll see what we can come up with.
I'll tell you, the one I would go for would be like a brown helmet, and I know this is blasphemy, but I've lived here my whole life, so I'm going to say it anyway. There's a font that Mountain Union uses for their Raiders logo to put Cleveland on the side, to actually put Cleveland on one of the helmets. I know, blasphemy. I know you guys don't ever want to do that.
Or Browns
or Cleveland on the side of it.
Cool script Browns or something
like
that.
Yeah, for a one-timer. Yeah. I don't see why it would be.
For a third helmet? Sure.
Yeah, all right. So Jeff's good
We'll have to bring you guys in for some of the think tank stuff. So okay. We'll have to get you guys a part of the creative team.
It's a very small think tank if we're walking in the room. All right. Speaking of, you know, big stories that have kind of happened too, especially with you being a part of the Haslam Sports Group, obviously there was a lot of talk about what the options are for where you're actually going to be saying hike, whether it's on the lakefront or somewhere else. Obviously, the dome story is a big story. Just can you get us up to speed on anything? Can you tell us what's going on and where are we in this process?
Well, look, obviously, we still have a handful more years down on the lake. And, you know, like anybody, we are looking at, you know, kind of two paths. And so the paths are massive renovation, you know, down on the stadium. Down the lake where we currently are, or potentially a new building. You know, so we're doing everything we can to kind of see what works best. We've had great conversations with all the key stakeholders that will be involved, and you know, between the city, county, state, et cetera. And so, look, we're going to kind of do whatever we can to bring a long-term solution to us as an organization and to our fans and candidly to the state of Ohio. So, we're going down a couple paths, and we'll see what happens.
J.W. Johnson joining us, Browns Executive Vice President, partner in the Haslam Sports Group. Along with the stadium, you guys are doing things in Berea. What's going on at the training facility, J.W.? And, you know, I would say you're landlocked there, except you're not, because you keep acquiring you know, parcels that you can use. What do you guys have in store there, and especially what's going on right now?
Yeah, so a lot of good things happening here. You know, we're actually in the process currently, and we'll have this ready to go by training camp. We're putting in a brand new weight room and training facility for the guys, which will just kind of be off of the back of the field house. You know, during COVID, we had to move the current weight room into the field house, and we finally came to the conclusion that we need to do something to, you know, make a change here and provide our guys with the best possible place to train. And so that's happening currently. And then we have acquired some land here around the building, you know, looking to do some expansions with our friends at University Hospital, to do something with them. We've also talked to our friends at Baldwin Wallace about doing some student housing, as well as a large potential community field here. So, still things to be worked through, but we're looking at kind of developing the area here that can help the city of Berea out as well.
What's the feeling on the field house there and having a full indoor facility to try to be able to use? It's interesting because Jeff and I sit here and we talk about, you know, we have high schools in the area that have full 100-yard field facilities and, you know.
Sure.
Which have been built obviously past since when the Browns facility was built.
Right.
The Browns was built, it was state-of-the-art.
Sure.
It was a while ago.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, would you like to have a 100-yard indoor? Sure. I mean, I think we don't like to really get in there if we don't have to. You know, if the weather's a problem, then we, you know, we're an outdoor team and we want to play out on grass. And I think it's, you know, it's good for us to do that. You know, we're happy with it now. Currently, coach seems to be happy with it. If we ever came to a situation where we had to expand it, we would look at those options. But I think we can get away and get our work in with what we have currently.
J-Dub, when you look at where you guys are right now, I mean, when we first started, you guys had the Browns. Now we talk about not only the Browns, we talk about the Columbus Crew, we talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, and how the Haslam Sports Group has grown. Just can you kind of walk me through how you guys got to this point, and what do you think is going to happen in the future?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we are all very sports-oriented. You know, Jimmy, myself, I mean, Dee, Whitney, the whole family. You know, obviously we can start with the Crew. You know, we've got a big game actually Saturday against Portland. So if you're down in Columbus, come on down. We'd love to have you. If you hadn't been to the building, I highly recommend it, and you're missing out. And then obviously we're advanced to the CONCACAF Championship, which is the semifinals, and we've got a big game Wednesday night against Monterey, which is a good club. So, you know, the Crew's been a lot of fun. We were happy to get down there and be a part of saving the team and building a, you know, first-class stadium down there. And look, we've, you know, winning two championships in the last 4 years. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. And, you know, having the first-ever championship parade in Columbus this past offseason was, you know, which was hard for me to believe, but true. It's been a real treat to be a part of the Crew and to see where that club has gone and continue to grow. And, you know, the Bucks, obviously, the NBA is something we've also been very fortunate to be a part of, and, you know, minority share there. And we've got great partners with the Bucks. And so opportunity for us to get involved and continue to grow the portfolio is something that we'll continue to think about going forward.
Anything you might be interested in other sports-wise? I know there were a little rumors this morning, like my hockey community people. I was like, I don't know. They'll probably, if they can get into it, they will. If they can't, they can't.
Yeah. No. Listen, you know me, and I know you. We're both big hockey guys, and I love the game. And you know, my team growing up just won the President's Trophy, but I'm not going to tell you who that is. So you guys can figure that out from a hockey perspective. But look, we got our hands full squarely on everything that we have at HSG. I mean, the Browns and the Crew and the Bucks are obviously a big deal, as well as, you know, everything we've got going on from Stadium to Berea, et cetera. So we got our hands full. So right now we're focusing on those areas. But if an opportunity were to come up in sports, we'd obviously take a look at it. But we're focused on all things HSG currently.
JW, is it strange for everybody in the organization to be sitting here going into the draft last year without a first-round pick because of the Deshaun Watson trade, knowing you don't pick until 54, yet, by all accounts and everybody you talk to around the nation, you got a roster that doesn't need a whole lot of tinkering right now?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, Andrew and his team and Paul and Kevin and everybody, you know, they've done a fantastic job building out the roster. You know, we're excited. We've got a lot of young players and a lot of great vets to complement that. You know, the draft candidly has been the Super Bowl for this organization for a long time. And I think we're excited that we're not in that place anymore and having to host big draft parties to see who's going to go number one. I mean, hopefully soon enough, we're picking again in the first round and it's 32 next year. So, you know, we're happy with where we are. I think Andrew and the guys will continue to scour, and we found some great value in some mid-round picks here the last couple of years, and hopefully we can do that again this year.
There was one thing that happened this offseason, JW, that I thought was really intriguing and a smart move. You have Deshaun Watson. You brought in Jameis as a backup, and Joe Flacco was terrific here. Jameis is a lot younger. I've always been a Jameis fan. And then you brought in Tyler Huntley, and you still have DTR here. And the investment in the most important position on the field, and arguably in pro sports, that's got to be something that didn't just happen. That's got to be a philosophy involved in that. I thought it was pretty fascinating to see the huge investment at that position.
Yeah, listen, you know, having a real solid backup quarterback in the league these days is important, as you can see, you know. Obviously, we had Dorian and P.J. Walker really come in and help lead us to some big wins last year. And then, obviously, you know, when Dorian unfortunately got hurt, and we were fortunate enough to bring Joe in and to see what he did for us and kind of get this fan base ignited and happy for Joe and Indy. And he was a great teammate and, you know, wish him nothing but the best. But, yeah, I think, listen, you know, if we have an opportunity to upgrade the room, great. You know, Dorian's obviously battling a little bit of injury. Hope he continues to get healthy. So the more guys we can get in here, the better, that are athletic and have big arms and, you know, can have won games. You know, Tyler's obviously made it to the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. Baltimore's won games. Jameis was a first overall pick, has won games in the league. Great leader, great person. So the more savvy people we can have in the building and especially in the quarterback room, the better.
JW, as always, thank you. And by the way, Jeff and I are looking forward to when we sign our one-day contract like Rashard Higgins and Christian Kirksey. We'll be out. What you want to set the press conference now or later?
Well, I just got to say, it was great to have those guys back here and means the world to us that they wanted to come back here and retire as Cleveland Browns. You know, they're more than just football players. Both of those guys are great people, and you know they endured a lot of hard times and fun times here. And for them to reach out to us and want to come back and be a part of the organization that gave them an opportunity in the National Football League is important to us. And you know, look, we welcome anybody who was a Brown and wants to come back and retire as a Brown. I tell guys all the time, once a Brown, always a Brown. So we're a family environment here, and we want to have our Browns family come back as much as they want to be here.
All right, so Jeff and I can't get a one-hour contract even?
I don't think we're in.
No. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll have to try for it. JW, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by and talking about what's going on with the Browns, and good luck with the new face mask and the new helmet.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. Thanks for all your support. Have a good day.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. JW Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President, partner in the Haslam Sports Group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.